W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The governor of Puerto Rico has activated the National Guard ahead of what could be Hurricane Ernesto's arrival tomorrow.
We'll see the heaviest rain on the eastern side of Puerto Rico, but obviously the U.S. and British Virgin Islands also picking up a lot. We're talking 3 to 6 inches widespread, locally up to 10. And in a place like Puerto Rico, you have that elevation in the rainforest there. That can cause flash flooding. And it's moving north toward Bermuda. It looks like it gets up to at least Cat 2. A level, and we'll look at Bermuda by Saturday. So that's when the impacts would be there.
ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z. The Associated Press is projecting incumbent Ilhan Omar will win the Democratic primary for Minnesota's 5th congressional district. President Biden says he expects Iran to hold off on a retaliatory strike on Israel if a ceasefire deal with Hamas can be reached. The New York Times reporting Hunter Biden sought help from the U.S. ambassador to Italy for an oil company that he was on the board for when his father was vice president. ABC. So far, forensic experts at Sao Paulo's morgue say they've identified 35 of the 62 people who died in last week's plane crash. 17 of the remains have been released to family members for burial. The Paris Olympics ended just 2 days ago, and yet it's already well underway for the next Summer Games.
Los Angeles has a lot of work to do in the next 4 years to save money. Venues like SoFi Stadium and Crypto.com Arena will be used instead of building new large venues. Mayor Karen Bass, back from Paris, says everybody feels the pressure to get ready, and 4 years will go quickly.
It is on, and I hope that the excitement continues.
Bass made waves in the last week, announcing the L.A. Olympics will be car-free, and only mass transit will be allowed in this city of driving. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Tennessee signed a long-term deal with Pilot Gas Centers to keep the names of Neyland Stadium and Shields-Watkins Field. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the state's premier agricultural expo. Farm Technology Days will be hosted at the Close Farms and Country Fest Grounds in Cadott, August 13th through the 15th. Check out the showcase of cutting-edge farm technology and sustainable ag practices. Find all the details at wifarmtechdays.org. The Eau Claire area is going to be bumping with the Reverb Music Festival. Enjoy the best of emo, pop, rock, hip-hop, and more with stages set up all around the Eau Claire Event District of 20th Avenue. Reverb is happening August 16th and 17th. And more great music will be featured at the Great River Folk Festival in La Crosse. Dance, art, crafts, performances, and a songwriting contest, too. Celebrate the folk arts of the Driftless region at Riverside Park August 23rd through the 25th. Enjoy. And until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to two questions to amend the state constitution. Here's Melissa Kay.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the projected winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. She was leading by 6 points at last check. Numbers were coming in much slower in the Republican primary in the 8th U.S. House race in northeast Wisconsin, where Tony Weed was up by 4 points. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers and Dodgers continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Dodgers game 2 of a 4-game series with Colin Ray against LA's right-hander Gavin Stone. 37-year-old Clayton Kershaw led the Dodgers to a 5-2 win last night at AmFam Field, Kershaw allowing just one run in 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's a consummate pitcher, you know, like this guy is Hall of Famer for a reason. He'd be the first to tell you his stuff isn't as good, but yeah, I haven't seen our young guys respond that way. The moment was a lot. you know, and a little surprised, but Kershaw was great. He deserves everything he's going to get in this game.
NFL, the Packers holding practice before heading to Denver to play the Broncos. Lucas Van Ness had three tackles and a quarterback sack in the win over the Browns and was asked if he's feeling more comfortable in the Packers' new 4-3 defense.
Comfortable is not a good word to use just because, again, you're fighting for your job. You never want to be comfortable because it's always, you know, you're growing and you're trying to get to the next position.
That's Lucas Van Ness with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our overnight forecast looks nice and quiet. A little patchy fog. Otherwise, mostly clear skies and light winds. We'll be in the mid-50s at daybreak. Mostly sunny skies for your Wednesday with highs of the lower 80s. A few showers moving in Wednesday night. It's 60 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, how to organize at the local level to ensure our schools are supported instead of being undermined by our local elected officials.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH. Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Tuesday. A lot going on in the world today. Did you catch Donald Trump's little slur fest last night? People are, a little concerned. Was it that his false teeth were loose? Or, you know, has he had a mini stroke? Or what? I mean, what's going on here? Anyhow, we got a lot to talk about today. Golden years or golden scams? Republicans are up to their old tricks again. We'll get into that in a minute or two. Also, J.D. Vance gets busted for campaign lies. They involve gas stoves, red meat, and childless Americans, who Vance has repeatedly called sociopaths. Also, why is Trump slurring his words? This is totally weird. And ERs, emergency rooms, are turning away bleeding pregnant women in red states out of fear of abortion bans and prison. It's getting wild out there. It's just genuinely getting wild. At the top of our second hour, Greg Palast is going to drop by. Are you ready for the quiet coup? Also in the second hour, a father laments losing his son to the Trump cult. Have you lost a family member too? And geeky science, ants perform surgery on each other and it dramatically increases survival times. Seriously, ants performing surgery? In our third hour, Andy Kroll is going to drop by how Project 2025 will radically change how the federal government works and what it does. So we got a big program, a lot of content, a lot of important stuff to talk about today. I want to get into the golden years or golden scams on the other side of this first break and really just start out with what's the deal with Donald Trump slurring and telling Elon Musk last night that he's going to go to Venezuela if he loses the election. Keep in mind, he's looking at, well, just with the fraud charges that he's already been convicted of in New York City or in New York State, he's looking at 20, 30 years in prison. And you look at some of these other charges, he could be in prison for the rest of his life. And he knows it. I mean, he's fighting for his life here. He's just like Netanyahu in Israel, he's fighting to keep out of prison. Two of the most corrupt politicians in the so-called democratic world. And last night in this conversation with Elon Musk, where Trump was constantly slurring his words, I'll get to that in just a second, he said, if something happens in this election, which would be a horror show, we'll meet next time in Venezuela, because it'll be a safer place to meet than our country. Oh, really? Venezuela, where Maduro claimed that the opposition candidate who apparently won in a landslide tried to steal the election. Maduro successfully did, or Sospar has successfully done, what Trump tried to do in 2020 or January of 2021, which is hang on to power when you lose an election. And so Trump is now saying he's going to move to Venezuela if he loses the election. Venezuela, by the way, does not have an extradition treaty with the United States. He goes on to say, okay, so we'll go, you and I. He's talking to Elon Musk. You and I, we'll go and we'll have a meeting and dinner in Venezuela. What the hell? He also was praising Venezuela last night. He said their crime rate is coming down and our crime rate is growing through the roof, and it's so simple. And you haven't seen anything yet because these people have come into our country and they're just, you know, quack. Basically, what he's saying is that Venezuela is sending their criminals to us, which, of course, is not the case. I mean, the only time that I know of in any kind of history that that sort of thing has happened is when Castro, Fidel Castro, this was during the Jimmy Carter administration, closed an entire prison and put all those people on a boat to Florida. Remember that? I mean, that was back in the day, of course. But, you know, Trump is playing that hit. This is a little 30-second clip of him in his conversation with Elon Musk last night, where, just listen to this, particularly toward the end, his slurring, his inability to pronounce the letter S. Listen to this.
A lot of people listening to you right now, like Lithening. 60 million or something. What is that number? It's crazy. It's amazing how you can see that right away. How many? What is the number? Wow. What is it?
I think that's
bigger than you said. You said 25, and you're much more than double that number, 25 million. I think you're going to be 60 or 70.
Yeah. You got a lot of 70 million. Yes. Donald Trump was struggling last night, and you know, and the interview was not even an interview. I mean, it was, two guys pleasuring each other. I mean, it was weird. It was just weird. But anyway, this should raise this. I'm going to go to Venezuela. This should raise some flags, right? I mean, you know, this guy's been convicted of a felony. He's a flight risk. The Department of Justice needs to revoke his passport. Of course, you know, he owns his own plane, which is capable of flying to Venezuela. So I suppose he could just skip the country anytime. Maybe they should impound his plane. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance is channeling Donald Trump in that he just constantly lies. I mean, you know, it's now come out that, you know, Trump's press conference last week, there was, I heard this on NPR this morning, I believe the number was 136 documentable lies. The Associated Press apparently counted them. And so here's J.D. Vance. This is just, he was speaking, I'm not sure exactly where, but here are the things he said. He said, she has said, he's talking about Kamala Harris. He said, she has said things like, it's reasonable not to have children over climate change. And I think that's the exact opposite message we should be sending to our young families. He told Dana Bash that on CNN. Well, turns out that as the Washington Post fact checker, Glenn Kessler writes, there is zero evidence that Harris ever said that. Instead, Vance appears to be channeling a misleading Facebook post by Donald Trump Jr. Right. A notorious source of truth. J.D. Vance says, she wants to take away your gas stoves. He said that at a rally in Atlanta. Again, the Washington Post fact checker. Harris is never advocating taking away gas stoves, and in fact has tweeted photos of herself cooking with a gas stove. The Biden administration never had a policy on gas stoves, and Harris never said a word about it. You know, this is just Republicans just making crap up. And then J.D. Vance says, she even wants to take away your ability to eat red meat. That's how out there she is. That's real. The fake news will fact check it. They will fact check it true. She actually said that. And then the fact checker, you know, Glenn Kessler, says, we should note that Donald Trump also makes this claim, often adding that she wants to get rid of cows. Harris has never said anything like this. Harris, by the way, also admits that she likes to eat cheeseburgers. Kessler writes, Harris never said she would ban red meat or hinder the ability of people to eat meat. There's no requirement for Americans to follow dietary guidelines so people can eat as much red meat as they want. I mean, this is how desperate and frankly pathetic these guys are. And then, of course, you've got, I mean, you know, this conversation, this was just a disaster for Donald Trump. I mean, the slurring is, well, I mean, they were discussing it this morning on MSNBC, on Joe Scarborough's program. It's like, this is a serious crisis, I guess you could call it, for the Trump campaign. You know, the guy is slipping. He's losing it. It's his slippage is not as visible as was Joe Biden's, which because Joe Biden is a stutterer to begin with, so even a small change in his ability to speak it appears to be a large change, but Trump is like really, he's going downhill fast. Meanwhile, emergency rooms around the country are turning away pregnant women, some bleeding and some even in labor. Kaylee Thurman, this is from the Associated Press. Kaylee Thurman, bleeding in pain, did not know her doomed pregnancy could kill her. Emergency room doctors at Ascension Seton Williamston in Texas handed her a pamphlet on miscarriage and told her to let nature take its course before discharging her without treatment for her ectopic pregnancy. Ectopic pregnancies usually kill women. When the 25-year-old returned 3 days later, the AP writes, still bleeding, doctors finally agreed to give her an injection to end the pregnancy, but it was too late. The fertilized egg growing on Thurman's fallopian tube would rupture it, destroying part of her reproductive system. Took out her fallopian tube. She said, I was left to flail. It was nothing short of being misled. And then they go on to note, the Associated Press, more than 100 pregnant women in medical distress who sought help from emergency rooms were turned away or negligently treated since the Dobbs decision, according to the AP analysis. Two women, one in Florida and one in Texas, were left to miscarry in public restrooms. In Arkansas, a woman went into septic shock and her fetus died in an emergency room after an emergency room sent her home. At least four other women with ectopic pregnancies had trouble getting any treatment, including one who needed a blood transfusion after she sat for 9 hours in an emergency waiting room. The White House says hospitals must offer abortions when needed to save a woman's health, despite state bans, but Texas is challenging that guidance. And earlier this summer, the Supreme Court declined to resolve the issue. Doctors face 99 years in prison in Texas for performing an abortion. They go on to add, in Thurman's case, when she returned to Ascension Seton Hospital a third time, her obgyn told her she'd need surgery to remove the fallopian tubes, which had ruptured. Thurman, still heavily bleeding, balked. Losing the tube would jeopardize her fertility. But her doctor told her she risked death if she waited any longer. Thurman said, she came in and she's like, you're either going to have a blood transfusion or you're going to have surgery or you're going to bleed out. And that was when I kind of was like, oh my God, I'm dying. Thank you, Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, and Republicans running, I believe, every red state in America now has abortion bans. I could be wrong. There might be one I'm missing, but I'm pretty sure every red state has them. It's incredible. Just incredible. I got to tell you about this scam that the Republican judges and politicians are fighting to keep in place. A scam against retired people or people who hope to retire.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll share that with you on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming, and it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but the spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, you know, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. with the promo code Tom. Now you can download the Just Thrive episode and listen to our interview with founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A lot of us were alive to remember. For some, it's just legend. The 1982 Brewers World Series run. Join us this Thursday, noon to 2 on the All Ball Show as we welcome Kelly Call, producer, and Sean Hannish, director and producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. We're giving away 4 tickets to the Brewers game and 4 tickets so you can be at the world premiere on September 13th. Join us on Thursday.
The Todd All Ball Show, weekdays, noon till 2.
Buyers, the 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last, plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near.
Sneaky alert. When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that would raise a red flag, and dog food companies know this. So they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little bit of wheat flour, a little bit of gluten, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's a premium, freeze-dried, raw dog food that dog whisperer Cesar Millan relies on to feed his pack. The first 4 ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this stuff. Save up to 54% on Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. It's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511.
They sold us dreams of golden years, but all I see are rising fears. Promises made, but nothing's real.
There's a golden scams, the Republican battle against your retirement. That's the headline over at HartmanReport.com. It starts out with a story of a retired woman who had asked Market Watch for some advice, and she was talking about how her husband had died, and she had put her investments with an investment advisor who basically took $500,000 over, a decade or so, churning her account and selling commission-based products and things like that. Joe Biden wants to do something about this. He says this is about basic fairness. He added, people are tired of being played for suckers. He said, bad financial advice by unscrupulous financial advisors driven by their own self-interest can cause a retiree up to 1.2% a year in lost investments. That doesn't sound like much, but if you're living long, it's a lot of money. Over a lifetime, it can add up to 20% less money when you retire. For a middle-class household, that can amount to tens of thousands of dollars over time. Now, here's the deal. Odds are you've never heard of Judge Jeremy Carnodal or Judge Reed O'Connor. These are both federal judges in Texas. One was, Carnodal was appointed by Trump. O'Connor was appointed by Bush. But what happened was Joe Biden ordered the Labor Department to put into place what are called fiduciary rules for retirement accounts. Fiduciary rules, a fiduciary is somebody who by law has to act in the best interest of their client rather than themselves. So if they're faced with the possibility of buying on behalf of their client, buying a product that pays them a commission or buying a product that doesn't pay them a commission, they should go with the product that doesn't pay them the commission because that's better for their customer, right? And in fact, there's one of these investment companies that advertise on TV that points this out. We don't sell commission products. Well, selling commission products is a way to make a whole pile of money. And we're talking about $770 billion that is in these accounts, these retirement accounts. And so these two judges, the Department of Labor, promulgated this rule saying you can't rip off your customers. You have to act as a fiduciary. And these two judges struck it down. And now Virginia Fox, the Republican from North Carolina in the House of Representatives, has sponsored legislation preventing the Department of Labor from ever requiring that investment advisors be fiduciaries, act in their client's best interest. This is crazy. I mean, she's taken millions of dollars from this industry, from the insurance industry and the retirement industry, and this is what Republicans do. We're going to let big business scam the hell out of you, in this case with regard to investment accounts. And we're going to take a lot of money from them, they're saying, Virginia Fox and her buddies are saying, and put it into our campaigns. And this is how they win elections. They get money from hustlers and scam artists, and then they write legislation, or in the case of the two judges, they rule in ways that benefit the scam artists, the hustlers, and screw you and me. It's just what Republicans do and have been doing for, since the Reagan era. It's 27 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The governor of Puerto Rico has activated the National Guard ahead of what could be Hurricane Ernesto's arrival tomorrow.
We'll see the heaviest rain on the eastern side of Puerto Rico, but obviously the U.S. and British Virgin Islands also picking up a lot. We're talking 3 to 6 inches widespread, locally up to 10. And in a place like Puerto Rico, you have that elevation in the rainforest there. That can cause flash flooding. And it's moving north toward Bermuda. It looks like it gets up to at least Cat 2. A level, and we'll look at Bermuda by Saturday. So that's when the impacts would be there.
ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z. The Associated Press is projecting incumbent Ilhan Omar will win the Democratic primary for Minnesota's 5th congressional district. President Biden says he expects Iran to hold off on a retaliatory strike on Israel if a ceasefire deal with Hamas can be reached. The New York Times reporting Hunter Biden sought help from the U.S. ambassador to Italy for an oil company that he was on the board for when his father was vice president.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One hiccup in Wisconsin on primary election day, the first vote under new legislative maps. Voters in the Douglas County town of Summit had the wrong assembly district on their ballots. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there's nothing in state law about what happens next.
And so the county clerk, the municipal clerk, and the ballot canvassers, the chief inspectors, they're all going to have to work together in part of a public process to figure exactly what the best course of action is going to be here.
The mistake affects no more than about 700 votes. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance will campaign in Milwaukee Friday. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris plans to rally in Milwaukee next Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Nick Cannon says he would love to get back together with his first and only wife, Mariah Carey, and he told E! News they belong together. The problem? He says she doesn't want him. The couple divorced in 2016 after 8 years of marriage. Cannon is the host of several shows, including The Masked Singer. But despite a crazy busy schedule, he still found time to sire most of the children born in America over the last two decades, including two with Carey. Fans of Colin Jost's Wiki Feet page will have to wait for some new material. The SNL cast member was covering the Olympic surfing competition when he cut his foot on a coral reef and developed a staph infection, which then became an ear infection. Injury aside, the news from Tahiti wasn't all bad for Jost. While recuperating, it was announced he will host the new Jeopardy spinoff, where foot injuries are few and far between. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our overnight forecast looks nice and quiet. A little patchy fog. Otherwise, mostly clear skies and light winds. We'll be in the mid-50s at daybreak. Mostly sunny skies for your Wednesday with highs of the lower 80s. A few showers moving in Wednesday night. Currently 59 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So...
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to The Devil's Advocates for a whopper of a Wednesday edition. We'll have all the electoral results in the great state of Wisconsin and our friend Bill Press at the Happier Happy Hour. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Stuart in St. Petersburg. Hey, Stuart, what's up? Florida.
Good afternoon, sir. I hope your day is going well.
Thank you.
I find it kind of interesting. Well, I would love to make a comment about what I heard on the break, but I'm not going to. The reason I called in was when you were talking about Trump giving, you know, interviews to the press, and you're criticizing about it being blah, blah, blah. Isn't it kind of strange that Harris has not given one press conference?
She has taken numerous questions from the press over the last couple of weeks.
I've seen them. House of Weather. She has not.
She's been answering press questions. She has not sat down
to do a press conference.
Oh, Stuart, are your feelings hurt?
Questions. No.
Are you sad for the New York Times? Is Jeff Bezos crying?
Because you know why?
Yeah. I don't care. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, not too much, Tom. I just want to comment about this Trump and Elon Musk thing. And, you know, that they had. And also say, you know how Elon Musk has been talking about merit, excellence, and intelligence rather than DEI?
No, I don't, but I'll take your word for it. I don't pay much attention to what Musk says.
I made a mistake about it, and a friend of mine corrected me. He said, because I kept saying merit, excellence, and inclusion. He said, no, Dave. It's intelligence. I argued with him, and then I looked. Even I don't understand why Elon Musk would be against inclusion. But if you look at it...
Oh, he grew up in apartheid South Africa. Come on.
Well, yes, and merit, excellence, and intelligence is what he determines.
Right, and he and Trump think that intelligence, or appear to think that intelligence is genetic. And, Musk has like, 10 kids or something like that? I mean, you know, he keeps producing babies.
Yes.
It's just this weird kind of white supremacist worldview that these guys have that, it's just weird to me.
Well, it goes into oligarchy and what you said about, we need to look at Trump's comments about Venezuela. I agree, Tom, because look. Yeah. What has happened is China has taken the lead, and I think they've cautioned all the other authoritarian regimes, do not promote Trump like last time, just sow discord.
Right.
Okay. And what's this got to do with Venezuela? Russia is carving out an area of influence in South America, Venezuela, and even up to Cuba. Venezuela plays a key role there. I think Trump has maintained back-channel communications with the Kremlin. And I think they're saying, we will make a safe haven for rejected authoritarian aspirants.
Yeah, in Venezuela. I mean, I just think it's amazing that, you know, Trump came right out and said last night that if he loses the election, he said if the election goes the wrong way, if he loses the election, he's going to go to Venezuela. Obviously, he's trying to avoid going to prison. He knows that if he loses the election, the odds of him going to jail on some of the many charges he's been charged with are really, really high. And Maduro has turned Venezuela into basically, an autocracy, into a mini Russia. I mean, Maduro is imprisoning his political opponents. He's shut down the press. He's doing all those things that Trump wants to do. So I don't know why that wasn't the top headline in the New York Times this morning. Trump threatens to flee the country if he loses the election, because he said it out loud last night. He said it. He said it very clearly.
And you heard what he said about North Korea.
Yeah.
He said, well, I've seen things you don't want me to repeat. So in other words, he's thinking about it, but North Korea is not a place for a guy like Trump, okay? It's very militaristic.
It's not luxurious enough. He can't live in a high-rise, building and have all his sycophants, and it's hard to get in and out of North Korea. No, he's, I think he was dead serious when he said to Elon Musk, "We'll have dinner in North Korea, in Venezuela, if I lose the election." I think he was just dead serious. Dave, thanks for the call. Mary in Seattle. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. After I heard Trump slurring, I was wondering if the Republicans are going to call for him to step down and try to put somebody else in there.
Not a chance. First of all, it's too late.
Oh, that's really reassuring.
I mean, their party has nailed down who their candidate's going to be. Secondly, his daughter-in-law runs the Republican National Committee, the RNC. She's not going to kick him out unless he asks to be kicked out. And he's not going to. He's going to, just like in 2016, he's going to take this right up to the edge and, right up to the end, hoping that Putin can pull out a victory for him somehow, like he did, by manipulating Facebook. Over 100 million Facebook impressions in those seven swing states in 2016 that came out of Russia. Trump, and also, right now, it looks bad for Trump. But the billionaires, I mean, they've raised $6 billion for this election, and they haven't spent a penny of it yet. We're gonna be subject, starting in about 3 weeks, we're going to be subject to just an absolute bombardment. This country is going to be carpet bombed with advertisements tearing apart Kamala Harris, darkening her, making her seem evil and dangerous, and turning Tim Walz into a traitor and a... just fill in the blanks, I mean, they're going to come up, they're going to throw everything they've got. And now that the Supreme Court has explicitly ruled that they can lie all they want and they can even do deep fakes, it's going to get incredibly ugly when this money hits. So, Trump is just depending, he's counting on that working for him. And there's a chance it will. It did, it worked for George W. Bush in 2004 when they lied about John Kerry's military service. It worked very well for them. It's incredible. Remember at the Republican convention, all those people wearing the band-aids with little purple hearts on them, ridiculing John Kerry's military service? I mean, how unpatriotic is that? Ridiculing the service of a guy who was wounded 3 times. It blows my mind how low the Republican Party will go. Mary, I got to run.
It doesn't blow my mind.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks for the call. Samuel in Washington, D.C. Hey, Samuel, what's on your mind?
Hello, can you hear me?
Just fine, yeah.
Okay, I have a pretty disturbing theory that essentially what they're going to do is they're going to have what I'll call imposter vote, like so-called voter tally, and then it's like people will check the boxes, and if Kamala wins big time, I'm worried that certain election deniers will just throw those out and then send in basically fake voter tallies. And do you think that's possible?
It's going to be, anything is possible, but it would be very, very difficult, in part because of all the noise that Trump made in 2016 and 2020. Pretty much every state has really tightened up their oversight over election, the people who are working on elections. So, everybody has video on them all the time. I just don't think it's going to happen. 2020 was the most secure election in the history of the United States, and 2024 is going to be even more secure.
Yeah, but at the same time, I will say that I think I have a dark theory, unfortunately. I don't know if this is true, but I think it quite likely is. The Heritage Foundation knows that they released Project 2025, and now that everyone knows about it, it could be really, really hard to get them elected again because the Democrats are going to smother them with it, and they should. And so it's just they might be figuring, hey, we have this one shot with Trump, and if we don't get this election, it'll be very, very hard to win ever again, because now they know what we're up to. And so essentially, they're going to put so much stock into overturning the election or whatever. Like, I don't think any of us have any idea the scale that they're going to go to. No, because they're aware that, like, if they don't do it this time, they might never get another opportunity.
I don't disagree with you, Samuel. And you know, like I said, you know, we're gonna be carpet bombed here. Did you grow up in Canada, by the way?
Canada, no. But I went to high school in Maine.
Oh,
I went
okay.
to Freiburg Academy.
Yeah, I caught the accent there, and I thought, oh, that's. Anyway, I gotta move along. Samuel, thanks for the call. It's great to hear from you. Susha in Venice, California. Hey, Susha, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. I'm getting you off the speaker here. Good morning. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get back to my screen on the speaker there. Okay. Are you aware that sometimes the same book review gets read more than twice in a given show? Just pointing that out in case you
know. That shouldn't happen. I mean, they're all in a folder that the computer randomly pulls from every half hour or so.
Okay. No worries. So, by the way, I just...
You're watching Free Speech TV. Nate puts those up, so, you know, maybe he... I don't know what happens. Anyway, keep going.
So, thank you so much for that audio clip of Trump... Kennedy yesterday. That was just beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
And I thought your throwing in the theme song for the Deliverance title was hilarious for that. Anyway, has Gore's accepted rightful win of 2016 been inserted into the historical record? And as soon as it was proven, why wasn't it, why wasn't Trump challenged and deposed?
Has what been put into the historical record?
Well, isn't it proven that Gore rightfully won the election?
Oh, yes and no. The New York Times, you'd have to read the New York Times piece from November of 2021. And or maybe it was November 2022, but it was a year later anyway. And what they found was that by pretty much any measure, Gore would have won the election. They said seven different ways of looking at it, counting hanging chads, dimpled chads, pimple chads, you know, whatever, that Gore would have won. There were a couple of scenarios where George W. Bush could have won too, but they were extremely remote. What they focused on was that Al Gore initially, his initial lawsuit was only in three counties, Broward, Miami-Dade, and one other county. And he would have lost that lawsuit. He would have, he still would have lost the state if he had won that lawsuit. But when you look at the entire state, yeah, Gore won. But it's still, people are still arguing about it.
Oh, I see. Right. But one more thing. Isn't Donald Dump fond of eating from McDonald's?
Yeah.
I mean, the obvious conclusion is that someone should put out a story a la a National Enquirer or QAnon and do an SNL skit that the Dump is a secret vampire and has a penchant for consuming human babies, which he gets through his Nikki D. burgers.
Marjorie Taylor Greene busts Donald Trump as a vampire.
No wonder he likes to patronize him, because it has his name in it. You know, some people call it McDonaldo's.
Exactly. And what happened to those 1,000 children that he tore away from their parents who have vanished? Now I'm getting dark here.
He's probably eating them.
Indeed. Okay. Susha, thank you for the call. That's incredible. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 47 minutes past the hour. I'll be back right back with your call. Stay with us.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually, I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources, dump those flower pots out, don't let dog or kitty pools sit, fill them when you're going to use them, and then dump them out. Clean the gutters, reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. And there was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Super Bearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Super Bearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to be nearly 10 times higher, to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Super Bearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Super Bearing, B-E-R-I-N-E. Super Bearing, SUPERBERINE.com, and the code is Tom, THOM. SuperBearing.com, code Tom.
Turn off that channel, it's filling you with lies, spreading fear and anger beneath those polished ties. They twist the truth and bend the facts, it's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away, don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox, so-called news, it's misleading, it's wrong, it's designed to confuse.
Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Frank in Seattle. Hey, Frank, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Longtime listener and retired attorney who found absolution in the halls of academia.
Okay.
And at the time, I had the opportunity to teach several courses. One was kind of an introductory class, more or less a civics class. When I talked about the original design of checks and balances, you know, as you know, we wanted to get away from concentrated power. So in the original design, you have these kind of three dimensions of balance. You had state versus federal, the supremacy clause versus the 10th Amendment. Of course, the 10th Amendment wasn't part of the Constitution. It came in after with the Bill of Rights.
Right.
Then you had government power of all types versus individual rights, largely found in the amendments. Then you had the power base within the government, the legislative branch versus the executive, with the Supreme Court kind of being the arbiter. Mm-hmm. That was the original design. But then from that point, these two other, what I call extra dimensional power bases became established. One is, you know very well, corporate power, which sprang from the Santa Clara case,
yep,
1886, which was, you know, that head note that created a seed for a corporate personhood. That was one base. And then the other was regulatory agencies with power to make decisions. And most of us don't know who these are, but, you know, FCC, FDA, SEC, and so forth. So what the Supreme Court did recently, when they overruled the Chevron deference doctrine, was they allowed the more powerful sibling, corporate power, to strangle the regulators so they could control what's going. So what's happening is we're moving more toward the unipolar power base that we were trying to get away with, get away from in the beginning.
Yep, I think that's a brilliant analysis, Frank, and you nailed it. And we're seeing that now. I mean, multiple industries have now sued, saying that the agencies that regulate them don't have the authority to do so because the Supreme Court, you know, a couple of weeks ago knocked down the Chevron deference, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse.
Very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. And of course, they say the fourth estate was the media, but they don't really wield power; they wield influence. Which, with, you know, if they give us proper information, that they help the people exert their power through the ballot box. But even that is being eradicated a little bit by all this
media concentration
of the media.
Yep.
Media concentration.
Yep.
Absolutely right.
Yep, as Ben Bendicchio
writes,
the media monopoly. Yeah. Thank you, Frank. That was a good one. Ron in Berrien Springs, Michigan. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Tom, from the New York Times stories last week, Musk and Maduro are blood enemies. Okay, so I don't see the the link between Musk and the partnership or allies with Maduro. If anything, they're the bitterest of
Trump was the one who said he was going to move to Venezuela. He said Musk would have to come down there to meet him to have lunch. But Trump was the guy who said if the election goes the wrong way, he's going to move to Venezuela.
Yeah, but the thing about Musk, I'm sure he's financing the opposition to Maduro. And, I'll grant you the election is unfair. But the thing of it is, the CIA has their hands in this here. I mean, what happened to the last candidate that they picked, Guaido, whatever his name is? He disappeared. He was nothing but a creation of the CIA. And from the thing with Maduro and Venezuela, they nationalized their oil. And that's what irks the United States.
That was not Maduro who did that. That was Chavez.
I know that. Yes. But still, and it's just in this linkage with China, this and that. If we had not turned them into enemies by embargoes and coup attempts, maybe they would be helping us, which they should be. And Cuba.
I'm not sure about China, but I think that's probably true of Venezuela. But, you know, that's the past, and we can't rewrite the past. Ron, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet.
That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, will be talking about the DNC and the implosion of the GOP. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.